Were Mrs. Delmar the murderess, then the weapon, whatever it was, must have remained at the scene of the murder. The robots, appearing almost at once, saw no sign of such a weapon. Hence, it must have been removed from the scene. Hence, the murderer must have removed it. Hence, the murderer could not be Mrs. Delmar. Is all that correct?
Correct.
Yet, continued the robot, there is one place where the robots did not look for the weapon.
Where?
Under Mrs. Delmar. She was lying in a faint, brought on by the excitement and passion of the moment, whether murderous or not, and the weapon, whatever it was, lay under her and out of sight.
Bailey said, Then the weapon would have been discovered as soon as she was moved.
Exactly, said Daniil. But she was not moved by the robots. She herself told us yesterday at dinner that Dr. Thule ordered the robots to put a pillow under her head and leave her. She was first moved by Dr. Altim Thule himself, when he arrived to examine her.
So?
It follows, therefore, Partner Elijah, that a new possibility arises. Mrs. Delmar was the murderess. The weapon was at the scene of the crime, but Dr. Thule carried it off and disposed of it to protect Mrs. Delmar.
Bailey felt contemptuous. He had almost been seduced into expecting something reasonable. He said, Completely motiveless. Why should Dr. Thule do such a thing?
For a very good reason. You remember Mrs. Delmar's remarks concerning him. He always treated me since I was a child, and was always so friendly and kind. I wondered if he might have some motive for being particularly concerned about her. It was for that reason that I visited the baby farm and inspected the records. What I had merely guessed at as a possibility turned out to be the truth.
What?
Dr. Altim Thule was the father of Gladiah Delmar, and what is more, he knew of the relationship.
Bailey had no thought of disbelieving the robot. He felt only a deep chagrin that it had been robot Daniil Olivaugh and not himself that had carried through the necessary piece of logical analysis. Even so, it was not complete. He said, Have you spoken to Dr. Thule?
Yes, I have placed him under house arrest also.
What does he say?
He admits that he is the father of Mrs. Delmar. I confronted him with the records of the fact, and the records of his inquiries into her health when she was a youngster. As a doctor, he was allowed more leeway in this respect than another Salarian might have been allowed.
Why should he have inquired into her health?
I have considered that too, Partner Elijah.